A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Ksubas Kuf Yud, Ksubas 110b, pagination 220, will start slightly into the Mishnah, which is on the middle of the page, with the word Nasa, which is the fourth line of the Mishnah. Our topic today is when a certain coin has two different values in two different countries. And a person married in one country and is divorcing in a different country. And and we want to know how he should pay up the ksuba in the value of money of which country. The country that he accepted the obligation of ksuba, or the country in which he's actually paying the ksuba. And this opens up an entire literature of double-valued money, where the same word or the same money actually has different values in different places or different times. How do you make these calculations? Often, we think of money as steadfast. But in reality, there are different fluctuations, and those have to be considered. I remember on one occasion, I was in Canada, and we wanted to park the car for a certain attraction by Niagara, and the sign by the parking lot said, parking is $4. So I pulled out American dollars, and I handed him the $4, and I expected him to give me change because by other attractions and when purchasing souvenirs, everybody was doing the calculation of exchange where the American dollars were worth more than the Canadian dollars. And this particular man by the parking took the $4, smiled, and waved me on. And I asked, it's American dollars, is there change? And he says, look at the sign. The sign doesn't say $4 Canadian. The sign says $4. It's $4. Whatever type of $4 you give me, that's the $4, and there is no change. That's an interesting way of doing business. You have other variations of this. Sometimes you'll have an international shidduch, and people in America, people in Eretz Israel, and they're working on the shidduch, and then there's time to pay shadchanus. How much do you pay for brokering the deal? So it's an international shidduch. So do you follow the minhagim of the United States, or do you follow the minhagim of Eretz Israel? How do you assess things that change from locale to locale or from value to value? It's interesting to note that even on a person himself, you could have these types of considerations where money is not steadfast and what you thought was the minig is not the end all. When a person sells a house after owning it for a number of years, so if there's a profit, one would expect that he's going to pay miser on the profit. However, if one can argue that the reason the house is generating more money is simply because of inflation, it's not that the house is worth more and the money generated is going to have more purchasing power than the amount of money that he paid for it. It's the same purchasing power. It's just that there was inflation. The money is worth less, so you end up getting more of it in order to pay for the house, for the same commodity. So then it becomes questionable what is the calculation of miser supposed to be, because we wonder, how much did you actually earn? Let's see the Mishnah. Nosa Isha Be'eretz Yisrael V'Gersha Be'eretz Yisrael. A simple case where a man married in Eretz Yisrael and he divorced in Eretz Yisrael. Nosin La Mimoris Eretz Yisrael. So then he's going to pay the amount of the Ksuba, the number of Shkalim, based on Eretz Yisrael. However, Nosa Isha Be'eretz Yisrael V'Gersha Be'Pekut Kaya. If a person married in Eretz Yisrael and he's divorcing in this place, Kiput Kaya, where Rashi tells us the money was bigger and valued more than in Eretz Yisrael. Nosin Lamim Eretz Yisrael, so then you give the lower rate, the rate of the place where you got married. Nosa Isha Be'Pekut Kaya V'Gersha Be'Eretz Yisrael. If he married in the place of the greater value and he's divorcing in Eretz Yisrael, the place of the lower value of money, Nosin Lamimos Eretz Yisrael, you also give the lower amount like in Eretz Yisrael. Let's skip a line. And the fourth case, Nosa Isha Be'Pekut Kaya V'Gersha Be'Pekut Kaya, if you married in the higher valued place of money and you're divorcing in the same place, then indeed, Nosin Lamimos Kiput Kaya, then you would give the higher value of money because that's both the place where you married and the place where you divorced. Let's drop down to, in the wide lines, the sixth line. Nosa Isha, person got married. Hagufa Kasha. There's an intrinsic question over here. Unanticipated ruling. Kitani Nasa Isha Be'eretz Yisrael V'Gersha Be'Pekut Kaya. If you're married in Eretz Yisrael and you're divorced in the higher valued place of money, Nosin L'Mimos Eretz Yisrael, so you follow the place where you got married, Alma Bosa Shibuda Azlinan, apparently you go by the place where you accepted the obligation. Amos Seifa. But in the next case, we said, Nosa Isha Be'Pekut Kaya V'Gersha Be'Eretz Yisrael. If you're married in the higher valued place and you're divorcing in the lower valued place of money, Nosin L'Mamos Eretz Yisrael, you give like the lower money valued place, Alma Basa Guvaino Azlinon. Apparently you go after the collection. So which one is it? You seem to be getting the better deal in both cases. Amar Rabba, Rabba explained that that's correct and that's unique to the ruling of Ksuba. Mikule Ksuba Shanukan, this is one of the great leniencies of Ksuba. Kasova Ksuba Drabanon, he holds that Ksuba is Midrabanon and they were lenient in the way they assessed the value that the husband has to pay. And he actually, on this type of fluctuation, discrepancy, if you will, the two interpretations of the coin, he would always pay the lesser value of the coin. But you can't extrapolate from here to other cases. This is unique because Ksuba is the Rabbanon. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.